Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, day before the expo starts, I'm down in Durban. We're setting up our sort of pop-up radio station for Old Mutual. And really excited. It's here. Lots of people coming through to the expo over the next 3 days to pick up their numbers. And funnily enough, today's question is about that. Somebody was asking, how do you get through the expo without sort of feeling overly tired or exhausted so that you arrive on race morning fresh and good to go? What advice would you give to runners about getting the most out of the expo but not doing any damage ahead of race day?
Well, the best way to do it is to actually get into Durban tomorrow, Thursday, because then you've got a bit of time between you and the race, so you could probably afford to spend a few hours walking around at the expo. But look, for most people, that's not a practical solution. So really what you want to try and do is avoid the peak times of registering. And that tends to be later on Friday and then Saturday morning. Saturday morning's in like huge. So if I could only get into Durban on the Saturday or late on the Friday and therefore only register on the Saturday, I would have probably chosen Maritzburg as my registration venue. Or I would come in around lunchtime, just after lunchtime, once the expo is actually starting to die down, so that you don't have to stand in a queue when you register. Last year, that was actually brilliant. There were almost no queues the whole weekend. So perhaps the same system will be in place and it won't be too bad. But I still would avoid the very hectic crowds. And then look, go have a look around. I mean, you can walk, you can go to the souvenir shop. You can register and you can look at every single stall in the place and be done in 2 hours. So really, you should never need to spend more than 2 hours at the expo. If I'm registering on Saturday, I would try and cut that down and make it an hour, hour and a half absolute tops, because you don't want to be on your feet for a long time. And really, a lot of people do come on Thursday, they come on Friday, they come on Saturday, you know, and I call that the peacocking. You know, that's the guys that are there. Look at me, I'm running comrades. And yes, it is an enormous achievement to have trained for, qualified, and get yourself to the start line. But now that you've achieved that, don't ruin it by wanting to be seen by as many people as possible at the expo. You don't need to come day after day. Get in there, have a look at what you need to have a look at. Get your little souvenir or a little bit of kit that you the New Balance comrades kit that you want as a memento of the day, and then get out of there and relax. And that is the best way to manage the expo. And yep. Sorry, if I can add one more thing, there will be lots of cool things there. None of them are for race day. Anything that you like, that you want to try, that tweaks your interest, buy it, take the samples, whatever. Not for race day. That's for you to try on your next adventure.
Absolutely, and you did miss out one thing as well. You have a stand at the expo, and you love it when people come by and sit on your sofa and have a chat and sort of strategize about their race plan. So, yeah, if you are heading to the expo in Durban and you're not going to Maritzburg, make sure you pop past the Comrades Coach stands. That's not where you buy your bus tickets, by the way, for the international viewers. The coach is the what would you call yourself?
The trainer.
There
I'm
we
the
go.
Comrades trainer.
See, it's properly confusing, because for me, a trainer is a shoe, so you're a comrade shoe. it's getting terrible here. But make sure you head past that stand. I'm going to be at the Old Mutual stand right throughout the weekend. Look forward to meeting you there. And we'll chat again on Friday. Final race day instructions from the coach on Friday. Make sure you download that podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.